This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Let's talk today about the way reporters are being treated as they try to cover political campaigns. We've seen over the years that reporters kind of get corralled into a certain area as they try to cover presidential candidates. We saw recently a Secret Service agent get into a physical altercation with a photographer at a Donald Trump rally. And I'm sure there are many other examples too, Jasmine.
Yeah, well, the one I recall, the first one you said where the press pen, I remember that Hillary Clinton, during a parade, had a rope set up where the press could only follow but behind that rope. So they couldn't actually really get to her and ask questions. And that was a purposeful thing. I mean, Hillary did not want to be talking to the reporters, so they set that rope up so the reporters could not actually get to her.
And she's been one of the worst this campaign cycle in terms of access to reporters. Our Southeast Iowa Bureau reporter Jason Parrott talked about this, about the candidates who were accessible and answered questions from local media, and there were some, including Hillary Clinton, who found no time for local reporters. As far as the pens, the first time I remember that really being an issue was the Chicago Democratic Convention in 1996. They had set up an area for reporters. I don't know if it dates back further than that, but during the national convention, they set that up. I know, Jonathan, you've been to a few of those national conventions. Maybe you recall something earlier, or maybe you remember Chicago, how it was set up.
Well, I wasn't at Chicago. I was in New York a few years later. But what I can say is that I think that the treatment of the press has simply followed along the nature of the political event, because it used to be that the candidate would just go to someplace and, you know, the reason they call them stump speeches is because they'd get up on a stump and they would talk to people, and the reporters were there just like anybody else. And you had free access because there was free access for everybody. As political events have become more staged productions, not only is there less access for the press, there's also less access for the people. I distinctly remember when Gerald Ford died. I was working in Peoria at the time. And I found a reel-to-reel tape that said President Ford at Bradley University. And it was exactly that. It was President Ford at Bradley University. And he gave an address and he took questions from the public. No screening. Nobody was they didn't know what they were going to ask. And people could ask whatever question they wanted. That simply wouldn't happen today anymore.
Yeah, they are quite the staged events now.
So I think
even in terms of who they take questions from.
Yeah, and I guess that, yes, the treatment of reporters, it's making it harder to do political reporting. But I think that's only a part of a bigger issue, that political events are no longer an opportunity for a candidate to interact with the public and to give their position on things, but they are produced events. And one of the offsets of that produced event is controlling the press.
Yeah, and a lot of candidate rhetoric now is that the media is the enemy, that we are the bad guys, and we're saying things that aren't true about them. And I mean, we're the fact checkers, if anything. But I do think it plays well with the audience. And I don't know if it's because, especially the cable news networks, there are those very clear divisions about where in an editorial stance about where Fox News is and where MSNBC and where CNN lies. And people can, I think their audience can see that. So I think they do play into it. The audience believes it. And if the audience believes it, there's less of a backlash and they're not fighting for the press to be there and the media to get in there and ask the questions.
Yeah, I think people in power have portrayed the media as being bad guys for a long time. And the reason people in power do that is because they don't want reporters asking those pesky questions and exposing maybe some of the things that are being done wrong or unethically.
There's an answer to this. And this was brought up actually this morning in a closed group of journalists I'm on Facebook. So I don't feel at liberty to say who broached the subject. But somebody said, you know, we are wasting our time covering political events when what we should be doing is the legwork to check out these claims. And I thought about it and I thought, yeah, when was the last time there was groundbreaking information that came out of somebody covering a debate or a rally? You know, you don't get a – I'm not saying that those – covering those events aren't important, but I think maybe in what this person was calling for is let's send fewer reporters on the road to chase these candidates from stop to stop and let them instead, you know, dig in on their claims. You get more data, more facts about their backgrounds, their assertions, their history, and less time just following the dog and pony show.
Yeah, I'm no fan of Fox Propaganda Channel, but the debate last Thursday night, they actually had some slides set up ahead of time that sort of fact-checked the candidates and then asked the candidates to respond. And I thought that was a good use of some time during that debate.
Yeah, I thought the video clips they had, especially when they focused in on Donald Trump and him changing his answer to, I think, the war in Afghanistan. He changed it three different times or three different responses.
They had him changing his answers
over a period of time. And then playing the clip and then having him respond to it. And I don't think he really had much to say about it. I really think they did a good job at the GOP debate. I don't know if
well,
I was
well on that particular thing they did. But
it was still a dog and pony show.
It came across as a junior high school debate, and it was I thought it was embarrassing.
Yeah, but the candidates themselves.
There's a thing going around on the internet that shows the closed captioning person in an earlier debate, not the one this past Thursday, but earlier, was just unable to follow what was going on. So the closed captioning actually said unintelligible yelling, and you know, and I think that that became kind of the shorthand for what these debates have come to. Yeah, I think that what I think we're dangerously close to is these political events becoming so far staged events that maybe it's better for the reporters not to show up at all and just spend their time on digging and finding facts and checking assertions rather than just following a candidate out around from place to place.
Or it might be worth going there to hear what the candidate says and then instead of reporting on the event – do that fact-checking and digging and try and get at some truth.
Or maybe if, you know, maybe not even attend but watch it if it's streamed online or broadcast somewhere because, you know, you can't get, you know, choke-tackled when you're at your computer watching the event the way that you can when you're at a Trump rally.
Yeah, and I like that idea, Jonathan, but I also have to think there are so many media entities that they care about the ratings and how many people in charge are actually not going to go send out reporters to these rallies and these different things when the candidates are being so over the top. I mean, people are tuning in for that. And as long as there are media entities that care more about ratings, I see this being the same over and over.
All right. And for whatever it's worth, I would love to be in a band called Unintelligible Yelling. I think that would be a great band name.
We got three members right here.
All right. With that, we need to wrap up our hopefully intelligent discussion for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.